Hi everyone, so good to have you. Welcome to another episode of Gratitude Coming to Your Life from Favorite More Value Talk. My name is Hope Mbado. You can call me more when you hope, and when you call me your girlfriend, the More Value Talk, I love you so much and I appreciate you, because today I'm talking about gratitude, which I have to give you the second episode. So today I'm going to be telling you, giving you everything you lose when you fail to show gratitude, because I promise to give you everything that you bound to lose when you fail to show gratitude. When you fail to go show gratitude, you lose a lot of things, but I'm going to be mentioning it right away. Well, before then, we have to go on a short break, but when you come back, I promise to give you the 8 things that you bound to lose when you fail to show gratitude and when you forget gratitude. Stay tuned, can't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the segment. Remember that you are on your favorite More Value Talk, and the topic today is gratitude, which is the second episode, because we've already talked to you on gratitude previously. But I'm going to be giving you everything to lose when you fail to show gratitude. Then the everything I'm going to be mentioning them, and later I will explain each of them, okay, even if it is not accordingly. Okay, so you have to count it yourself, because I'm really going to be counting it for you, all right? Yes, the first one, the first there is respect, okay? The second there is trust. You're bound to lose both respect, trust, okay? Then your favor will no longer be there. Your emotional status will change. It will affect your health, okay? Okay, and then your social interaction will be affected. Then your personality, right? You see that. Then, seriously, you're not going to be building friends. Your friendship with people is no longer going to be okay, because you fail to show gratitude. People will start seeing you as an ingrate. They wouldn't want to make you a friend. Okay, so these are the things you lose when you fail to show gratitude. Then let's start explaining them to you. When I talk about respect, people will no longer show you respect, because you never show gratitude for who you are, for what you've achieved, for what they have done for you. So they wouldn't give you that respect. They would say that this is an ingrate, and that is not a good recommendation. So what I'm also trying to tell you is, when people start to say you are someone who is not, we cannot show gratitude for something good that is coming its way or her way, okay? So there will not respect, okay? So people will not commend you. They will not say, this person, this is good. This is good life. This is something. This is someone that is worth it, because you are really grateful. But when you are not grateful, because you are really grateful, people will also always recommend you, always commend your effort for being grateful. But when you are not grateful, people are not going to be, they will be like, you don't deserve the respect, you don't deserve it, because you're not even showing it, you are not even showing gratitude for being who you are, for achieving what you've achieved, for and everything. So the respect will no longer be there. So that is why we all need to show gratitude for any little thing that has been or that has happened to us, or that people have done for us, or we have achieved in life. Then they said the next that is trust. People will no longer be trusting you. They will not trust you for any reason. They will not trust you. They will be like, what am I trusting this person for? Like, if I do this for him or her, they will come back to frustrate me. How will I trust this person by doing something good for him or her? And how will I even know that this person is going to come? Then, because you've been living an ingratification life, your lifestyle has been full of ingratitude. You are not grateful for anything. So people are no longer be trusting you. They will not trust you for doing anything good for you, because they know that definitely you're not going to thank them. You're not going to appreciate it. You're not going to be grateful for it. Then the next day is favor. You're no longer be going to be getting people's favor. People are no longer going to be favoring you. They will be like, this kind of person that is not grateful for anything. Why am I really sure that when I favor him or her, that he or she will come back to me to say thank you and even appreciate it? These are questions that people ask themselves before they think of helping you out. And when you're such a person that doesn't show gratitude, that favor will not come to you anymore. Yes, because you are not showing gratitude. You have not cultivated the spirit of gratitude in your life. Yes, the next day is friendship. You lose friendship with people when you're such a person that you don't show gratitude for anything. You don't appreciate good things. You don't appreciate anything good. You don't thank people for doing good to you. You will not be able to make friends. People will not want to make you friends because you are not appreciative for anything. They will say, why would I make this my friend? And tomorrow I'll favor him or her? No, I will not do this because he or she is not showing gratitude for any reason. So making him or her my friend is really going to be bad to me. That is what they will be saying. Yes, because they will feel that when they make you their friends, you are not able to reciprocate and you are not able to be grateful for having them as friends, for even having anything good coming from them. Because whatever they are going to be doing to you, you're not really going to be appreciative of it. That is why you are really going to be losing friendship with people. It is very, very good for you to be someone that shows gratitude. Okay? When you show gratitude to people, when you show gratitude for any little thing that someone has done for you, people see it and people appreciate it. And the more you build friends with people, and the more you get attracted, and the more you attract good things your way. Okay? So that is the nice. Then I'm going to be giving you, that is the fifth one, right? Your personality. It stamps a lot on your personality status. Okay? It affects so much on who you are. It affects so much on how you live your life. It affects so much. If you're someone that is grateful for something good, if you're someone that is grateful for anything that has happened to him or her, then your personality will be built. Okay? You know, the way we ask, our attitude cultivate a lot to define who we are. So, being grateful, okay, adds a lot of things, good things, to your personality in building and making who you are. So, that is what you should know. And also, the next, which is really going to be the sixth now, is it is going to affect your emotional status. The emotional status is not going to be the same. You're not really going to be feeling like you're really going to be someone that is always feeling crazy, feeling unhappy, because you're not happy of who you are, what you've achieved, what people are doing to you. You're not happy. Your emotional state will be affected negatively. Okay? Because if you're someone who is optimistic, if you're someone who appreciates everything good, okay, you appreciate good things, you appreciate everything good, I tell you that you are really going to but your emotional status is going to be built. Yes, because you'll be satisfied. And all the time you'll feel happy. Okay? So, that is what you should know about gratitude. So, when you are such a person that you are ungrateful, you are ingrate, your emotional state is going to be affected negatively. You're not really going to be feeling happy. You're, not really, you're always going to be feeling moody and deprived of something. You're really going to be feeling off less of yourself, your self-esteem, your standard. Is it going to be affected? You're not going to have self-confidence. You feel that your opinion doesn't matter. You feel that your ideas are not worth it. Yes, because you're not grateful of who you are. You're not grateful that you can do it. You're not grateful. In fact, you're not confident of yourself because you're not grateful of what you've acquired. So you always be feeling less of yourself. Okay? So that is it. Then I'm going to be talking to you guys of the seventh point there. Seven things that you're going to lose. The seventh one that you're going to lose when you fail to show gratitude.
As I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah.
Yes, the seventh point there is the seventh thing that you are going to lose when you fail to show gratitude, and when you forget to show gratitude, is your health. It affects so much on your health. It affects so much on who you are. It affects so much on everything about you, your health wise. It affects it because when you are not happy, when you are not always feeling you are worth it, when you're not appreciative of what you've achieved, what people have done for you, who you are, your health is going to be affected. You always be feeling deprived of something because you are not full, you're not satisfied. Okay, so that is why you should know that it's very, very good for you to be appreciative. It is very good for you to be grateful for any little thing that has happened in your life, that has imparted in your life, and for any little, no matter how little it is. So start today to cultivate the habit of gratitude, and you will see that your health will be positively affected, as in it will improve your health. Try it today, because you always feel full of yourself, satisfied, your feelings and emotions and all the rest about your health will be intact and be like, oh, you are what it is. You are who you're supposed to be. Yes, of course, I know I am who I'm supposed to be, and I'm grateful for being who I am, what I've achieved. Okay, my everything, whatever I've achieved in life, whatever people have done for me, or I know that I have it all. Then you always be full of yourself, you always be satisfied, and your health will be so, so good. You have a good health. That is when you start showing appreciation, right? So I'm going to be giving you the 8th point out, which is happiness. You're going to be happy. Oh, what a word. I am satisfied. I have it all. Even when you don't have everything, You don't even need to have the whole world for you to be happy. Just the life that you are, there's the life you have, the air you breathe, it is worth for you to be happy about. Okay? So when you are not showing gratitude for who you are, for the life you have, for the air you breathe, okay, forget about having the whole world. You don't need gratitude for anything. You will not be happy. it will temper your happiness. So you wouldn't want that. So that is why I urge you to start your day to show gratitude for everything that has happened in your life. Okay? I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to our today's episode on gratitude. And I believe that you've heard the 8 things you lose when you forget, when you fail to show gratitude. Till I come your way last time with another exciting topic. We are done with gratitude today. So, always visit our podcast and listen to all our podcasts, the previous ones. Make sure you listen to them and share with your friends. Thank you so much. You can contact us on 080. Let me just add the code +234. That's Nigerian code. +234 8080 7037 50. Recall it again, +234 8080 7037 50. Hope you got that. I'm going to be repeating it again. +234 8080 7037 50. You can also contact us on an email, which is storieslightinfo@gmail.com. I say it again. Email storieslightinfo@gmail.com. Thank you so much. I love you bunches, and I'll keep loving you, and I appreciate you guys listening to our podcast. Thank you so much. Bye. Let's forget anybody who you last listened to. Just listen to Hope Mbadio, your girlfriend, Moral Valley Talk. You can call me Moral Queen Hope. Remember, I am that your lifestyle girl. Take care. Bye. I love you.
I have nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is your heart. Heart in